Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and love. Thank you for tuning in to another live edition of Twin Flame Radio. We want to say peace, peace to the family. My name is Divine Queen, and I'm here with my enlightened king. Chris, say a little something to the fam.
What's good? What it do is Mr. Devonier and Suave himself. You know what I mean?
What was all of that?
I don't even know.
Starting off crazy. Starting off crazy. Yeah. Well, I want to let the family know that if you cannot hear us, please send me or Chris a message and let us know, because sometimes Blog Talk be on its stuff. I don't know what's wrong with Blog Talk.
Well, if they can't hear us, they won't hear that message. So I think I'm going to call into the show.
You're right. That was like a...
Well, you can go ahead, babe.
I just saw your mom put her hand up.
Welcome to Blog.
That was me on speaker like an idiot.
Okay, can you hear me?
Say something.
Can you hear myself.
Say something. Wow,
okay.
That's pretty deep.
Okay, good. All right, great.
Yeah.
Bye. All right, great.
Eh?
Yay. Yay. Okay.
Blog Talk.
I know, Blog Talk.
You
trying to block
know.
Us.
I know, right?
You can't block the God.
You can't submerge
you can't
a God.
Stop this.
And not next, only two of them.
Right.
Don't they know we both offers?
Well, family, we have a great show lined up for you. Every show is a great show, but today's show is going to be something that we've never talked about before.
Yeah.
We've talked about it, but we haven't really made it a topic.
Yeah.
So tonight we're going to go in on the universal laws.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know what universal laws are. They're like, what? You know, we know about man-made laws, but there's also universal laws.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be a good topic for us to dig in deep on. But before we do that, we're going to do like we always do on every show. We're going to talk about what we want to talk about, because that's what we do. And
we
can
do
that because
we
pay for the
show. For the
show. That's right.
That's right.
And we got.
And we got.
Yeah. So what do we do this weekend?
This weekend, we kicked it with some friends.
We did.
Had a great time.
We had a wonderful time. We went out to
Papa
Doe's, one of my favorite restaurants.
Yeah.
and I gotta cut Facebook off because
it's
loud.
I'm getting
notifications.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was really good.
It was really good. Shout out to Crystal and her husband and everybody else that came. I would have Tiffany, Slickly, Andrea, PJ, everybody,
everybody.
You, Lil D.
Everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody.
Put everybody out there.
Everybody.
Yeah. We had a good time, though.
We had a really good time. We had some great conversation going on.
Great conversation. Talk about spirit at the table.
Talking about spirit.
We was getting questions about spirit.
Yeah.
Good inquisitive questions, too.
Yeah, not that kind of like,
you know you need Jesus. None of that.
Why y'all doing this?
None of that.
You know?
None of that.
You think he ever gonna come back?
Yeah. We had some good talks, though.
We did. We had
and
some,
we
really
had
good
some
talk.
Delicious food.
Oh, God. The food was so
I don't know what they do to the spinach. It's as if they poached each spinach leaf in butter and God juice or something.
That is the best spinach. Who talks about spinach?
Man, we do. It was so good.
It was so good. The spinach was the star of the meal.
Yes, it was.
Surprisingly. The spinach was the stuff.
I had some Atlantic salmon, slightly grilled and blackened, scallops, and shrimp over a bed of delicious sauce. I don't even know what it was. But the spinach. The spinach.
Yeah, I had a similar meal. I had a blackened salmon with scallops, shrimp, and crawfish.
Yeah.
That was good.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
We ate like gods.
Like God.
Healthy gods.
And we, you had alligator.
I did have some alligator, which was delectable as usual.
Tell me something about alligator. People probably don't know about alligator.
If you don't know about alligator, shoot yourself. No, I'm just joking.
Chris.
Just joking. Family, dang, family, don't be shooting yourself. They Chris is like, told me to do it. I don't want to hear that. But alligator resembles chicken and fish, if you can believe that. It's a perfect marry of the two.
Hmm.
And with the sauce, the azul, whatever. Not azul, but it's kind of like.
I don't know what that spicy sauce is.
I don't know
is.
What it is, but it's delicious. Monet was next to me killing those oysters.
Oh, my goodness. I never seen anyone eat oysters.
Not live.
I mean, she had a whole plate to herself. Like,
one of those oysters was as big as my forehead.
It was huge.
And she took it down.
She took it down.
She's like, you got to do what I did.
I was like, ew.
I was like, wow, she's the smallest person at the table.
I
but she's
know, right?
To the head. Ew. Ew. But hey, to each their own.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Different taste buds for different folks, I guess. I can't do it.
Me neither.
And let's see. The other thing, the big announcement that we did, or that, you know,
you
we
did.
Did. We both did, you know, because you helped me.
A little bit.
My book is finally published. Yes. Patting my own back. It was so funny the way that it went down because I remember I was writing the book and I remember thinking like, okay, because I've written before, but I've never published anything. So this was like a big next step for me. And writing was surprisingly the easy part.
It is, right?
The hard part was designing the cover and
editing and more editing. This one,
and
you think you finished?
Editing,
yeah, edit again.
It was like, oh my God.
Like, I edited my book 6 times. I don't even know. I lost count after 10.
I don't know how many times I edited my book.
Yeah.
And then you looked over it
a couple times too.
It was like, yeah, but it's out there. It's ready.
Talk
it's on
it.
Amazon. It's called I Am by Divine Queen.
Mm-hmm.
And it is an amazing book. And I'm not just saying that because I wrote it. It really is an amazing book. I'm really proud of it. It's a collection of short stories that are spiritually themed around the different gods and goddesses of our existence. And so pretty much each story is a character who realizes the divinity within themselves. They identify themselves with that God after they overcome their, you know, issues that are going on in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Really good read. Five stories, great read.
How many pages?
252 pages.
Hashtag boom. There ain't no 10 pages, family.
It's not. It's a reader. If you're a reader, you're going to like it. But what I tried to do with the book, well, what I did with the book mm-hmm. was that I made it so that it was something in there that appealed to everyone. Mm-hmm. I believe every story is going to appeal to everyone. But depending on your, you know, characteristics, your likes, dislikes, whatnot, you will identify with at least a couple of the stories in the book.
Yeah, easy.
Mm-hmm.
I identify with all of them, but it was some that stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were a couple stories. I was like, oh, that's me. Oh, I want more. I need more. Oh. Yeah, like I said, I love to read. I'm a writer. I love to read. And
mm-hmm.
the book read me. I like when I can get into a book and I'm not reading the words. The words are like jumping off in my frontal lobe and I'm seeing the picture. Each character is developed very descriptive. I mean, the vernacular that you chose. It was like each person had their own characteristics. It was like you embody each individual character. And what I liked that you did was you weren't writing from your thoughts. You was writing from an aspect of what you were seeing.
Mm-hmm.
You were putting me in the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it was a brisk breeze flutter past his earlobe. You talked about it and described it, and it gave me chills. Like, whoa, I got a chill. Whoa. Jeez.
He's so silly.
Yeah.
But yes, check it out, family. It's definitely a good read. It's on Amazon, and again, it's called I Am, and it's written by moi, yours truly, Divine Queen.
Mm-hmm.
So enough about me and about you and about what we did. Let's get in on this show.
Mm.
So we're going to start it out with the universal laws.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to start us out?
Yeah, I'll start us out.
Okay.
Well, I want the family to know that there are 7 universal laws or principles by which everything in the universe is governed. Everything that exists in our reality exists in perfect harmony because of these universal laws.
Mm.
A lot of people aren't even aware of that, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you align yourself with these laws, you'll see these laws in your life
mm-hmm.
change for the better.
And, you know, unlike man-made laws, where man-made laws may be something like, you know, pay your taxes.
Mm-hmm. You got to come in by 10 o'clock.
Yeah. You know.
You can only be married to one person.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, there are laws that only apply for, that can be broken.
That can be broken.
And there are laws that apply for your physical needs.
Yeah.
Whereas universal laws apply to your soul. They apply to the essence of your spirituality. It's like it becomes you.
Right. It's like the universal laws are fact and man-made laws are fiction
mm-hmm.
because they're not real.
Mm-hmm.
And they could be bent or broken.
Mm-hmm.
There are no ways to break the universal laws. They are what they are,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's nothing you can do about it. They were here before we got here.
Exactly. And they apply to everyone.
They apply to everyone and everything in our reality. And beyond.
Ooh. So let's get into breaking down these universal laws.
Okay.
Like you said, there's 7 of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, everyone who knows universal laws, everyone has like their favorite, like, oh, that's my favorite. That's the one. You know, and one of the, another thing that I love about the universal laws is that it's not just one thing.
Right.
Like, it's not like, you know, thou shalt not kill. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, it's something that, okay, it's this. But then it unfolds into so many different things and applies itself in so many different layers
mm-hmm.
that's what I say. It sticks with the essence of your soul. It's just, it becomes you because it's not just one thing where you go, okay, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Right. I mean, the first law itself, the law of mentalism,
mm-hmm.
there's no one way to think of things.
Right.
Yeah. The way you think, the way I think, that's still the law of mentalism.
Exactly.
But you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the first of the 7 laws that tells you that all is mind and the mind is all.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about that. all is mine and the mine is all. So what, pretty much to sum that up, whatever you think is everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It kind of makes me think that there's this one collective reservoir of consciousness mm-hmm. that we all can pull from and use it in our own tailor-made way.
Mm-hmm.
That's the law of mentalism.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe your level of consciousness depicts how much of that law that you can apply in your daily life.
Mm-hmm.
If you're vibrating on a low frequency, your law of mentalism is going to be very
limited.
Mm-hmm. But if you have an astute consciousness like I do and you do and most of my friends, shout out to the Spiritual Dream Team. We out here winning.
Yeah, we are.
We ring the law of mentalism out.
Yeah, we do.
We be ringing that mug.
Like a dish rag.
When you talk about what we do on a daily, I think, like, how am I doing this? I'm up to 2 a.m. ringing the law of mentalism out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just all it is.
And that's just something, like, when you get to a certain level where you are expanding your consciousness,
mm-hmm.
When I say you're expanding your consciousness, it expands, like, think of a flower.
Mm-hmm.
So when a flower is closed and the sun comes out and it just automatically opens up, what happens is that sun is, you know, sending its energy to that mm-hmm. flower. So same thing happens when you're expanding your consciousness. You open up and then you get all these downloads that come in.
Yes.
And you find yourself up to 2 a.m. working on these downloads.
That's real. Knowing you need sleep.
Knowing that you need some sleep. I've been at work every day about to not just fall out.
Hurry.
And people are like, why are you so tired? Because I've been working for myself.
This is the look of a winner. You see these wrinkles in this shirt? This is the look of a winner. I'm working out here. You know what I'm saying? Time to hide. I'm married. My baby love me.
I like iron shirts, though.
Yeah, you do. But I want the family to realize, wherever you are in your life, whatever situation you are in your life, the good or the bad,
mm-hmm.
you put there.
Mm-hmm.
Your paradigm is a manifestation of whatever you think about in your life or what you have thought about.
Facts.
Period.
Facts.
So if you have young children and you're like, little Tommy, stop daydreaming. Shut up. Let little Tommy daydream and map his life out.
Exactly.
We were cheated in life because I was always getting letters wrote home. Christopher's always daydreaming.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting A's and B's. But he's still daydreaming.
Right.
What more do you want from me?
Stop stealing my joy.
Yeah. But the more you daydream, I don't call it daydreaming. I call it life dreaming.
Because
I like to dream about my life. And I daydream all the time now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to, if all is mine and mine is all, there's no limit to it.
There really isn't.
There's no limit to what you can conceive or think about.
Because when I was younger, I was a daydreamer also. I'm still mm-hmm. a daydreamer, light dreamer. But I took mine to another level where I went on to create an alternate existence for myself. Mm-hmm. So I was like another person living in another life, experiencing life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's when you open yourself up to receiving things and to being creative enough to create these things, you know, there's no limit to what you can do.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like, what was that movie we were watching? Oh, I can't
remember. Mr. Nobody?
Mr. Nobody.
Mr. Nobody.
There was great no movie. Limits. There was no limit. This man lived like 9 different lives in one.
And remember, and was consciousness of them all.
And conscious
coherent
of them all.
Of each. Let's say you were walking down the street, you went to the store to buy a candy bar, and you met somebody on the way, but said, you know what, I got to go to the store. 10 years later, you can go back and think of that walk and then go experience life as if you went and spoke to that person
mm-hmm.
and then live out that life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I like about the law of mentalism is this. The key for me that I've used in my life, I like to use the law of mentalism and think about something and try to extract it and pull it into my reality.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people get stuck in just the thinking phase.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do is take whatever you're thinking about and manifest it in your reality that's tangible and that you can monetize.
That's a jewel.
That's a jewel, family.
That makes me think of Freddy Krueger.
That's right.
You
but
know,
that was
remember when Nancy took Freddy's hat and brought it back?
I remember that, and we have the power to do that.
We do.
A lot of the things we do extract from the ether or whatever, when we wake up, it kind of dissipates.
It fades
away. Mm-hmm. But you still remember it. You can taste it. You can smell it. But the thing is, when you do that, you got to really do things, daily things, to get your goals.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I wrote my first book, I thought about it for months. Like, I'm going to write me a book. Then I started telling people, hey, I'm 40 pages in my book. Hadn't even started writing.
I remember that.
And people was like,
man. I was thinking like, he lying.
Yeah. You call it lying. I call it using the law of mental.
I know, I was just playing with you.
I don't tell false truths. I use the law of mental.
I knew you were going to write a book.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah. Even though I had never wrote one before, you know, I was like, hey, I'm going to extract it out of my
life. Because you were telling me, like, I'm going to write a book, babe. I was like, all right, we ain't going to start it. No, but I'm going to write a book.
See, the thing about the law of mentalism is everything has a consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do, when you think of something, you give it a consciousness.
You give it life. Mm-hmm.
But then you have to give it a physical vessel.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like you having a baby, but they die at birth if you're just thinking about it.
Right.
When you have birth, you gave that thought a physical form.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you do. It may start out little in the beginning, but the more you love it, the more you take care of it, the better it will be. And that's how writing books is. That's how doing anything is.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to believe in yourself and love yourself enough to go through the hurdles and the steps to do it. Take baby steps.
That's it.
You know, we can do a whole show on the law of mentalism.
I know.
We may have to go back and do another show.
That's not a bad idea.
One more jewel in the law of mentalism that I've used to help me win, family. You can lose the law of mentalism to travel back in time to a less favorable situation and create a favorable situation.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what it is, no matter what happened to you, you can mentally create a favorable situation and your brain will create new neurons with the favorable situation and it will change your current mental state.
Mm-hmm. So, for example, let's say you have a memory of being robbed and for you it was traumatic.
Yeah.
So what you can do is take that memory.
And kick everybody's butt.
Exactly.
That's what I did.
And then you come out feeling empowered.
Feeling like a god.
So whereas before, you know, you went through this traumatic experience and maybe, you know, because of that, now you kind of are
submissive.
Yeah, you're submissive.
Feel like a feeble squirrel with his tail ran over.
Okay. Okay, we can go with that.
Yeah.
And now you go back and you kick butt, you come out feeling more empowered. You feel, you know,
like
more open. You feel like a guy. You don't have fear anymore.
Yeah.
So, it's amazing the things that we can do. And we can do these things because we are of the Creator.
The second jewel, family. You can project yourself in the future, too, and create more limitless favorable situations.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to think about them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
got to
claim it.
You got to do things to now that align with the future favorable situations.
Yeah, like you can't just be like, you know, I'm going to be a millionaire in 10 years. Okay, you're going to be a millionaire. That's great. But what are you doing to line that
there
up?
There you go.
Like,
I want a six pack. I've never had one. I got to stop eating donuts. That's real. I got to stop it. But I think about it. But I'm failing. Next law.
Let me remind the family, if you want to call in, you have any questions or concerns, or you just want to say what's up, or, you know, laugh at Chris. Our phone number is 619-924-0835, and if you're already on the line, you can just hit the number 1. That'll let us know you want to come through.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next law.
The law of correspondence.
Ooh.
This is one of my favorites.
This is, I don't know, is this one my favorite?
They're all my favorite,
but, you know, I have them like, this one, then this one. I don't know, then that one. Anyway, let's go.
Yeah. You know, this second universal law lets us know that as above, so below.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's like a harmony agreement with everything in our reality, fam.
Mm-hmm.
Between the physical and mental and spiritual realm, there's an agreement,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever happens in this realm is eerily similar in other realms.
Exactly.
You know, a lot of people are unaware of that. They think that, you know, when I transcend, I'm going to be living the life of luxury.
Mm-hmm.
But your consciousness depicts what happens after you transcend.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get your spiritual consciousness straight, regardless of what you have tangible in this reality, your consciousness and your level of love and joy depicts what happens after you transcend.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, your energy, your consciousness is magnetized when
yes.
we transcend. So if you think a low vibratory, you're going to have a magnified low vibratory experience.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's just all to it, family.
That's all to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you realize how to manipulate these laws, I shouldn't say really manipulate, but how to use these laws to your benefit, you know, there's a way that you could know these laws and not come out on top winning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you know that, okay, I can create a, you know, magnitude of abundance, this great, spectacular, whatever, just by focusing on it and embodying it now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the easy part.
That's the easy part.
All you gotta do is just wait for it.
I mean, how does anything get created?
Exactly.
Because someone had to believe it first.
Mm-hmm.
And their reality corresponds to your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to change the way you think before you'll change the way you live and your reality.
Exactly.
You got to stop doing pessimistic things that you claim. You got to stop fighting for your limitations.
Oh, that's one of my favorite statements.
A lot of people, you want to go ahead, sweetie?
No, go ahead.
A lot of people do self-destructive things mm-hmm. that they claim because that's just what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cursing, drinking, smoking, all these things aren't really helping you vibrate high.
Exactly.
If anything makes you feel real chill and low, what do you think is happening to your vibration?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a chill, low vibration.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people think, oh, that's just cool. It may seem cool, but it's not helping you win.
Mm-hmm.
Think about anything you do. You think Usain Bolt take a drink and smoke a blunt before he take a race? No, he doesn't. So,
you know, I remember back in the day, I used to kind of have, well, I did. It wasn't no kind of. I had this negative hue around me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was to the point where it was something that I invited into my life, and it was something that I expected. Like, I knew, you know, something wasn't going to work out for me, or this wasn't going to be in my favor. And I would claim it before it even happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would create this negative energy, and energy feeds off of you. So when you create something that's negative and it attaches to you and it feeds off of you, it breaks you down. It's like it's sucking the life out of you. And when you create it, it is,
mm-hmm.
you know. So then when things would happen, it'd be like I thought it happened.
I knew it,
you know.
It did happen
because I created it.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a caller on the line. I'm going to go ahead and bring our caller through. Caller from the 808. Uh-oh, I know who this is. Peace, you're on the air. What's your name and where you calling from?
What's good? This is Vaughn. You know who it is.
Yeah,
what's
going on, brother?
Hey, I wanted to say, Queen, congratulations on your book. I'm excited for you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And I had to cop that because it's going to be a banger. I already know.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
And I just wanted to also say, you know, this show is so necessary. I know there's a lot of people and a lot of videos all over the place talking about what you guys are talking about today, but I think it's underestimated and not really meditated on enough, because we mm-hmm. as human beings tend to be our own worst enemies. I know at least in my lifetime, I've been that way myself, creating a lot of mm-hmm. negative circumstances, not thinking I deserve anything good, but mm-hmm. I'm done with that. But mm-hmm. this is a topic that is really need it, and I love the way you guys present it, because you don't make it complicated. Mm-hmm. Also, I wanted to say, Chris, you are crazy. The squirrel got his tail ran over. Man, I'm over here with my ancestors and the gods rolling on the floor laughing. You got me busted.
I can't help it, brother. I can't help it. I'm just like you, man.
I know, but look, I just wanted to call in and say hi. I'm happy for you guys, and I love you guys. And man, look, for those listening, trust what they're telling you. They mean you well. They love you. And this information is, believe me, people charge a lot of money for putting this information out, and they could be doing the same thing. So this is coming from a place of love, and I recognize that, and I wanted to congratulate you guys for that.
We appreciate you and love you too,
yes,
bro. Man,
we love you back. Mm-hmm.
Brother Raheem, man.
All right. Well, anyway, I'm going to let you guys go. But on that note, winning.
Hey, winning.
Peace
of love,
brother.
Peace.
Are you talking about a winner?
Yeah.
You know that. There's a big difference between your blood family and your spiritual family.
Facts.
Your spiritual family, you meet them and you have this connection as if you've
instant.
Been together for lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got that connection, man. I mean, he supports me with everything I do. I support him whatever he does.
Mm-hmm.
He's a winner.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't talk about it. He bees about it.
Mm-hmm.
He don't say.
He's a seven.
He's a seven.
Like me.
Facts. And I don't know, man. There's just a few people out there that like that.
Yeah.
You know, I got people I've been working on for years that won't learn a prayer. You know,
I know, right?
He working on prayers, got a million
won't
tools.
Won't put an altar.
You know what I mean? Just winning. But, you know, that's
yeah.
a whole other show in itself.
He went hard body, though.
Man, he went
I
harder.
Love it when people go hard body.
He's gonna, you know what? I ain't trying to put him on blast, but he's going more hard body than anyone I've ever known.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyone that I've ever known. But I don't want to tell him that, though, because I want him to keep
you
going hard
know.
Body.
You
but,
just
man.
Know, but he's the type of person that's not going to block him. You know, it's just going to help him go even further. All right. So.
This is one of my favorite. You want to go on it, though?
The law of vibration.
I want it if you want me to, because that's my favorite. Oh, my God.
It's your favorite.
Law,
you take it.
The law of vibration. This is the third universal law family. This law made so much sense to me. I remember seeing a movie called The Lawnmower Man years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this
mm-hmm.
guy, he was kind of mentally challenged. Not
mm-hmm.
kind of. He was mentally
he
challenged.
Was. Mm-hmm.
And his doctor created this simulator that would stimulate his brain neurons.
Mm-hmm.
And it made him to a genius.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so smart that he can break things down with his mind on a molecular level.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time I realized that, man, if things are molecules and they're all vibrating at different speeds, nothing's really solid.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a visual depiction of the law of vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything is moving at different speeds and nothing's truly solid.
Nothing rests.
Nothing rests.
Mm-hmm.
And if everything vibrating at different frequencies, once you tap into that frequency, you can vibrate with it.
You know, everything came into existence through vibration.
Mm.
You know, a lot of people think that, oh yeah, first there was, you know, the light, and then there was solid, it was the earth and all that. No, it was vibration first.
Mm-hmm.
It was words that were spoken that weren't words.
Mm-hmm.
You
that's
know,
real. That's real.
They were sounds, they were vibrations, tones. They were tones, you know, so yeah.
The whole universe was built on vibration.
Everything.
You know,
mm-hmm.
like energy attracts like energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you go somewhere, you're like, man, the vibe in here is chill because you're resonating on that vibe. But if I don't like to go to clubs and I go to a club, I'm like, you know what? I got to get out of here because that's not my vibe.
Exactly.
20 years ago when I was vibrating low, I was like, yeah, come in there, dance. Like, ooh, this is the vibe. Ooh.
Yeah.
But that's not my vibe no more.
Mm-hmm.
My vibe is at home with a good book, learning something, and practicing doing something spiritual.
That's why they say your vibe attracts your tribe.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I use the law of vibration on my daughter, and I'm just so grateful and thankful that she listened to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of women, when they turn 18, they go out and try to find a man.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're 18, if you don't really put work in yourself, you're going to attract someone that's on your level.
Mm-hmm.
And they may not be right for you.
Right.
What I told my daughter was to get yourself right. Get your vibration up high. Get mm-hmm. your mind right. Get your spirit in check. And then you will attract someone that's on that same vibe. And she did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like we did. Mm-hmm. We were different when we were younger.
Yes.
We said, man, you different. You remind me of me. You feel like you're an alien out here?
Mm-hmm.
Because it was vibrating high.
And that's why, you know, we did date previous to each other. It just didn't seem right. It just didn't click right. It was more of just
something
to do. It wasn't really a connection. But when we met, it was just an instant, you know.
I heard the angels sing.
Did you?
I did.
Aww.
First time I taste those lips, I was like, somebody's about to get impregnated. Yeah. I'm just telling the truth, family.
Yeah.
Sorry about the vulgarness, but hey, we're grown.
Well, let me remind the fam again, if you have any questions, concerns, or you want to say what's up to us, or you want to laugh at Chris, our phone number here is 619-924-0835. And if you're already on the line, just hit the number 1 and we'll bring you on through.
You know, I want the family to know that all these universal laws are like interwoven within each other.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts, yes, all is mine, mine is all, but your thoughts are vibrations.
Yeah,
your
they
thoughts
are
vibrations, family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when your emotions are vibrations,
mm-hmm.
you know, your emotions are vibrations also. You know, love is a real high vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And hate and anger is a low vibration.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another universal law.
You know, I think that people kind of get caught up in the fact that we are in this physical vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about the physical vessel, you think of it just being like a solid. But, you know, we're not solids.
No.
You know, when you take everything that we're made of, there's nothing solid about us.
Mm-hmm.
This is just like a vessel. It's just a housing unit.
Yeah.
You know, it's just something that we're riding in to experience this form of existence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when you go to sleep, you're not in your body.
No.
You know, you're capable of doing things that you wouldn't even fathom to think about in the physical self,
mm-hmm.
you know, but you're doing it in a way where it's like you're vibrating on a different level when you're dreaming.
That's real.
You know, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
That's real, babe. I just want for the family to know, once you learn to control your vibrations, that's your true thought power.
Mm-hmm.
You know? When I teach my students to control their anger, and I teach them how to direct their anger to like one specific point,
mm-hmm.
it makes the blow that much tougher. But when you're directing your anger and you're displacing it in so many different ways, when you hit someone, it's not going to hurt them that much. There's this punch called the Phoenix Punch. Mm-hmm. It's where you make a fist and your index finger you raise a little bit. So only the.
No, I know that punch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's called the Phoenix Punch.
Mm-hmm.
And like big people that are really muscular or really fat, it's hard to hit them because their body, the energy displaces.
Yeah.
But when you use a finger punch, you penetrate and you can break a rib.
It's almost like a pinch or something.
It's like almost like you got a poker.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're putting all your pounds per pressure from your shoulders, from your chest, from your elbow, and your forearm in that one little point, and you're hitting that one concentrated
putting
point.
All your power in that one point.
And what happens, you send a vibration all throughout their body, and it hurts more. Yeah.
You know, I remember we were watching something, some fight movie or something like that, and they show this guy doing a punch, and it was like in normal time, and you saw the power.
Fight
of,
science, when he broke the
Yeah, and then they slowed it down. They showed it, and you saw the whole body just like
rupture.
Ah,
yeah,
gross.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
We got another caller. I'm going to go ahead and bring them through if that's okay with you.
Can I hit your screen?
No.
I'm just joking, baby. I was talking about the caller.
This caller is your mother.
That's my mama.
Peach, peach, Emma, you on the air.
What's up, what's up?
Welcome.
Hey, I just want to go congratulate you, Nikki, on your book.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want my autograph copy.
You know, I'm going to have it for you when we go down to Gatlinburg.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I am so charged. I can't wait. I can't wait to go.
I know you can.
I know.
What time are we hitting the road?
I'm picking you up at like 10 sharp.
Okay, cool. Great.
We're gonna get some breakfast, and we're gonna hit the road. It's just me, Divine King, and you. I already know. We're having a good time too. Mm-hmm. You wanna talk about your books? This is like a 3-time author right here.
Yeah, we got 3 authors.
You wanna talk about your book?
Yes. Hey, I love my Rainbow Angels and the Subconscious Mind on Amazon.com. Mm-hmm. Nothing but jewels in there.
Nothing but.
Mm-hmm.
You got 2 more too. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, but I'm just so charged about this last one. But the one before that, I had cancer in 2016, and that's when I first got on my spiritual path, and I've been on it ever since. So that book is called Surviving 2016: How I Survived Cancer. And the book before that, my very first book, my very first time writing, was called Ghetto Dreams. It's about my childhood growing up in the ghetto and how I overcame all the trials and tribulations, raised my kids, raised a fine son like Chris by myself. That's where you get his craziness from me.
This is true. She's calm now, but I remember.
Yes, I have. I really calmed down and mellowed out now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm on a different level of vibration now.
That is real, and I love seeing you there, man.
Yes. But y'all are showing me the way. I'm learning from y'all.
Hey, it's all good. Yeah, you gave us a lot, so I got to return the favor. I appreciate everything you've done for me. So, winning.
I'm winning. That's all I want to say. I want to call and say, hey.
Well, thanks for calling in.
We appreciate the love.
Facts.
All
and
right.
I'll
love
see you
back.
Winning. It's my mama right there, yeah. I'm telling ya. Whoa.
We love the callers.
We do love the callers. And my mom, she didn't know she was doing it, but she was using the law of mentalism on me as a child all the time.
Mm.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
She would always build me up.
Mm-hmm.
She would always see who I was. It was like she knew I was going to do great things one day.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see it. I was like, I'm just like these other, what they call them, Negroes down here.
You know, my mom did the same thing. Like, she would tell me, you know, that I was going to be this, or I was going to be great, and I can't wait to see what the future holds for you. And I used to be like, wow, really?
For me?
And it was good that she did that, too, because it also made me want to apply that. And, you know, I didn't want to let her down.
Gotcha.
I didn't want to let myself down, because when she was seeing these things for me, I was visualizing it myself. And it was like, yeah, I am going to do that. I am going to be like that. And, you know, so.
I mean, it's like this, family. Everyone I grew up with so dope. Everyone I grew up with was going to jail, running through women. The reason I didn't, because I don't want to let my mama down.
Mm.
And that was my motivation back then. I knew it would hurt her because she tried her best to raise a good dude. You know what I mean? And that's a gift that I can give my mom. And I was also giving it to myself, but I didn't realize that. You know what I mean? I just think that she saved my life, man.
And, you know, you can flip that, too, because there have been times where people have spoken negatively to me.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure you had it, too, you know, where people say, well, you're not going to do nothing. You're not going to be nothing. Mm-hmm. You probably going to do this or you probably going to do that. And I would be, you know, in my mind, I would be like, no, I'm not.
Right.
And I was focused on not making them feel right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't want to prove them right. I wanted to. You know, I wanted to do something big and then show them, like, see, told you, you know. So it works both ways. You can flip it. You can make it work for you, you know, the positivity that's sent out. Or if it's negativeness that's sent out, you can flip it and make it work for you.
And that goes right in time with the law of polarity.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to go in on that?
Sure. So the fourth law is the fourth universal law is the law of polarity. And so with that, everything is dual. Everything has poles. You know, you think about the poles. You have the north and the south pole. Well,
That's what they teach us.
I was just going to say, like, I can't really go into that. But, you know,
there's up and down.
I'm going to appease people.
There you go.
So you have the North and the South Pole. One is pointing completely up and one is pointing completely down, or so they say. And what this is that they are identical, but they're opposite, opposite in their nature.
That's it. That's it.
And, you know, it's also the first of the mutable laws.
I mean, there's two sides to every coin, pretty much.
Yeah.
You can't have happiness without sad.
You can't have light without dark.
You can't have skinny without fat.
You can't have donuts without Tyson.
that ain't bad. You can't have funky without smell good. You can't have cute without ugly. You can't have bald without a lot of hair.
Right.
You can't have tall without short.
Yeah.
We can just go all day with that.
I
like games like that.
Yeah.
You know, I need to make a game called the Universal Law Game for children. You know?
That's
that download just came to me. Be on the lookout for that, family.
But yeah, it's pretty much anything that's a pair, but it's opposites.
It's pretty much the same thing, but on a different frequency.
On a different frequency.
Polarity. You know? Unlike the law of mentalism, where there's just the law of mentalism, there's no unlaw of mentalism.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
And when I think of polarity, I think of balance. You know, because you have both, you know, you have to have, like you said, there's no good without bad, or there's no fat without skinny. Well, if you have all fat, you know what I mean? Or if you have all skinny, then there's no balance.
Yeah.
There has to be, you know, I think of it kind of like a seesaw.
I like thick, though. Ooh. My bad. You can go ahead and go with the seesaw analogy. I'm thinking, like, ooh, I like it.
I forgot what I was going to say. Go ahead.
You're talking about that shape that do something to me, man. Get the skinny. Take that law back, creator. But for my skinny listeners,
I was
going
to say.
I love you.
I'm done. I'm not talking anymore. I'm about to wrap this show up.
Oh, my goodness. I just think that the law of polarity is kind of like the principle of duality. It only exists in our realm.
Yeah.
On the earthly realm.
On the earthly realm.
But it doesn't exist in the mental realm. You know, when you think about yourself in the astral plane or whatever, you're always your best self.
Yeah, you don't think about, like, you know.
Yeah. You look at the, I got stretch marks on my astral body. Oh. You know, think about that.
Yeah.
You're just this perfect vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, that's just how it is. My mind just be going places that.
I don't know where your mind is at.
All is mine. I'm tapping into that reservoir of consciousness, babe.
Oh.
Reservoir.
Okay.
The tapestry of my mind is infinite. Facts.
Ooh.
Want to go to the law of rhythm?
the law of rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
So when I think of the law of rhythm, I think about how they say everything flows out and in,
mm-hmm.
everything has its tides,
mm-hmm.
all things rise and fall.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's rhythm is, you know, rhythm is something that is universal to us because when we hear music, even if we don't want to enjoy the music, it's something within us that will take over and make our heads bob,
yeah.
make us snap our fingers,
yeah.
you know, make us do a little dance
yeah.
or something like that. And you may not even realize that you're doing it until
yeah.
someone points it out to you.
Yeah, some people are tapped into different rhythms than others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like R&B rhythm. Something about a good soulful reggae beat that just really gets me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people like a country rhythm. When I hear country, I get real still. Because I'm not on that rhythm. But I hear some people start tapping their country boot and, you know, tilting their hat, you know, loosening up their tight jeans. I don't have that rhythm.
You are so cool.
I'm just being real, though. But, you know, the law of rhythm is like a pendulum.
Yes.
It goes up and it comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing stays on top forever.
Exactly.
And nothing stays on the bottom forever.
Mm-hmm.
The law of rhythm is really important because no matter where you are in your current state, it's going to change.
Exactly.
We used to work from home, and we was like, yes, we're working from
we're
home.
Winning.
We're winning.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we was like, we got to go back in the office.
You guys got to come back. And it was like, no.
But now we're transforming to, we're not having to work for the man at all.
Yeah.
So we're on the winning rhythm now.
Oh, yeah.
But the key to the law of rhythm is you dictate what rhythm you want.
That's the key.
That's the key. Don't succumb to whatever rhythm comes your way.
Mm-hmm.
You did. If you don't like the way that sounds, don't bob your head.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bob your head.
Good example, because like when we were working from home, before we were working from home, when we were working in the office, and I used to say, man, I want a job where I could just work from home. I want to work from home. I want to, you know, be able to, you know, do what I want to do on my own time. And then, bam, it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, you know, I was working from home and it was kind of like, oh, I'm kind of bored, you know, I don't know, I just want to do something different. And
mm-hmm.
I didn't want to go back in the office, but because it, you know, I had, you know, rolled that out
mm-hmm.
and it changed and I got called back in the office. Back in the office, and I'm like, I don't want to work for nobody no more.
Mm-hmm.
I want to work for myself. And now I'm on another, you know, stream. It's
right.
like, you know,
publishing books.
Publishing books.
One thing I want the family to realize, now that you're aware of the law of rhythm, when you're doing something, you see that the pendulum swifting in a negative way, you're aware of the law of rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that, okay, this is the law of rhythm manifested into my reality.
Mm-hmm.
I need to use the law of mentalism to keep
mm-hmm.
my vibe and the law of vibration to keep my vibe high until it switches back my way.
And I also need to understand the law of polarity
mm.
to know that I have to go through this in order to experience something else.
It's right.
So all these laws just kind of,
interwoven.
You know. Yeah.
They're interwoven.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to learn how to, what was that lady, Susan B. Anthony? Didn't she make the... Well, they said she did. I think Susan May did it. She took credit for it.
You think who did it?
Susan May?
Susie
May. No, Sousa.
Oh, Sousa.
Yeah, one of those black chicks. Sousa Beyond just took it from, like, give me that, Susie
yeah.
May. I don't know. Spirit told me that. Blame the spirit.
Oh, my goodness.
I knew a lady named Sousa May growing up.
I didn't.
And she was really sweet. Shout out to Sousa May. My mama know her.
issues.
The next law. The law
oh,
of
this
cause
is a good
and effect.
One too.
Oh, you want to go on this one?
Nah, you go ahead.
All right. The law of cause and effect. This is the sixth universal law that lets us know that everything has its effect and affects each cause.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, when you think of something, the cause of it happening in your life is you thought of it first.
Mm-hmm.
If I smack this table, the effect, me smacking the table is the cause, the effect is making a sound.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So in order for things to manifest in your life, you have to do something.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just use the law of mentalism and use the law of vibration and think things to happen.
Right.
You got to do something physically
to cause it
mm-hmm. to make an effect in your reality, family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, things aren't instantly created. The law of cause and effect applies to all three planes of existence, meaning when you think of something, that's one plane.
Mm-hmm.
When you tie an emotion to it, that's another plane.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you give it a consciousness by creating it in this reality,
mm-hmm.
that's the law of cause and effect, family.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get stuck just thinking about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Interweave, use the blanket of your universe to create the tapestry of your reality.
And on the flip side of that, you may have a thought of, I am trying to think of something negative. I am going to lose my car keys.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do that. You know, I don't lost what I was going with. But you can do something like, I'm trying to think of a better example. Oh, okay, I got a good one. Shut up, Chris.
Okay.
I was trying to think of a negative way where you can understand why things happen. So let's say, you know, you lose your job. That's the effect. Well, what was the cause of you losing your job? The cause of you losing your job was you not caring or you not putting in enough effort. You know, the effect could be, you know, you have an eviction notice. Well, what was the cause of that? The cause was because you didn't pay your bills.
Facts.
You know, so it works, you know, and when you understand how everything happens, there's a reason behind everything that happens.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people, unfortunately, won't take ownership for the things that, you know, the bad things that happen. They put the blame off on someone else or something else, and they don't take ownership. And when you do that, you're not understanding the meaning of the cause and effect law.
That's real. What I want people to realize is this. These universal laws on a spiritual plane are instantaneous. Like, the gods, they don't have a subconscious mind. They're completely 100% consciousness. Everything they do is right now and for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Humans have a subconscious mind, and that subconscious mind is what cuts us off from the spirit realm.
Mm-hmm.
So, meaning, when you think of something in the spirit realm, let's say I want a new Bentley. In the spirit realm, as soon as I think it, it is. I mm-hmm. have a Bentley in my hand. But the separation in this reality, it doesn't happen that way. We have to do things daily towards our goal every day. We have to always think about the new Bentley, what color it's going to be, what year we're going to get,
mm-hmm.
how much money it's going to take. We're going to have to do little bit.
How it feels to drive.
How it feels to drive. You have to visualize this mm-hmm. until you get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jim Carrey once said when he was broke trying to, you know,
mm-hmm.
come up, he wrote himself a $10 million check.
I remember that.
And he kept that $10 million check in his wallet until he was able to cash that $10 million check.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he wrote that $10 million check in his mind and physically wrote it in this reality, that made it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is you want, start writing it down.
Mm-hmm.
Start writing it down. You want a $10 million check? After this call, write yourself a $10 million check and just put it away.
Mm-hmm.
Put it away.
You know, I remember the documentary, The Secret.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a guy in there who talked about how he saw a picture of this beautiful home.
Yeah.
And he cut it out and he put it on a vision board.
Mm-hmm.
And he put it, I believe he said that he put it in a place where every time he would wake up, he would see it.
Mm-hmm.
And every day he would see this house and he would visualize, you know, owning this house. And he would think about, you know, how he couldn't wait to move into this house and how he was going to decorate it and how great it was going to be for him and his family. And it was like 10 years later, he ended up buying a house identical to the house that he thought about on a constant every day.
Mm-hmm. He had, forgot about his vision board. He had put it up in the basement or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was cleaning out his basement, and he realized, wow, this house that I just purchased is this house that I was visualizing.
Yeah,
all
that's
these
what
years.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So our mind is much more powerful than we give it credit for, what we've been taught.
So much more powerful.
And the people that govern our reality right now, these men, the so-called man or whoever you want to put them, they don't want to take their power away by giving us our true power.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're evolving technologically, but we're devolving spiritually.
Yeah.
But we've devolved spiritually. Now we're going to evolve spiritually because we're on the pendulum is flipping the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just the beginning of the pull to the higher realms of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I tell people it's good to plant seeds now of light. So when you get to the top tier of the spirituality, you'll become an authority on things. That's why I have a YouTube page out. That's why I have my website out helping people. That's why I'm writing books. That's why we have radio shows, because we see the curve coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So once it hit, we're already going to be authorities on things.
Mm-hmm.
So I say all that to say this, family, use these universal laws to help yourself win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hold all this information in. A lot of people never even heard of universal laws.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't take our word for it. Go out and read up on the laws and apply it in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, family?
I remember when we didn't know about the universal laws, you know, it was brought up to us, I think, by Ali.
Mm-hmm.
That's Ali Myers. And it was like, what?
What are you talking about?
Let me look this up. I heard of the 42 laws of my eye.
Yeah.
You know? But I didn't know about.
I heard about the law of attraction, which ain't really a real law.
It's not even a real law.
It ain't a real law.
Everybody say that one. That's how you know people don't know the universal laws when they say that one.
The law of attraction ain't a real law. Get out of here.
I mean, it is, but it's not one of the laws. It's more embedded in there, but.
Yeah.
That's not one of the, everybody think that's one of the seven.
Yeah.
But, you know, it also makes me think about, like, when you're younger and you have this abnormal, supernatural type of event that happens to you. And, you know, you swear up and down when you were a kid, it was real. It was real. It was real. Even though other people are telling you it wasn't real, it was your imagination. You know, you're being silly. And then when you become older, you start believing like, oh, you know, maybe it was my imagination, or maybe, you know, I was dreaming or whatever. And then in your adult life, many of us who are on the spiritual plane, on the spiritual path, when you start to awaken, you flash back to that incident or those incidents that happened when you were younger. Those incidents happen to remind you, to set the way of where you were going to be at in this day, to remind you that it was real,
mm-hmm.
that was something. You had to go back and remember that and experience that, or else you wouldn't be able to really fully understand or take in what's happening to you now.
Mm-hmm. That's real. I remember when I had my first near-death experience when I was 9, I remember seeing myself outside of my body, and I remember not feeling any pain.
Mm.
And I remember feeling joy, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then when I got back in my body, I was in extreme pain, crying. And my mama was like, I'm going to die. She's like, you might look like the elephant, man, but you ain't going to die. I was like, oh, my God. But about a week later, I seen my first being. I didn't tell anyone because I didn't want any people to think I was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I live above someone that was really crazy. You know, being in his underwear outside, like, you know what I'm saying? Really, I mean, crazy. I mean, it is what it is. My mama laughed because she remembered. We just go to the window, oh, he outside again. They let him out.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't tell anyone. Don't put me outside in my drawers, mama. I'm not laughing at him.
Right.
I'm laughing at me.
Mm-hmm.
The next law.
Oh, yeah. The law of gender.
Mm.
This is a good one. This is the last of the seven universal laws, and it tells us that gender isn't everything. Everything has a masculine and feminine principles.
Mm, that is true.
You know, people kind of get caught up in the whole, you know, people get caught up in the physical a little too much, you know, like this whole alpha male or macho man, and, you know, and it's like, what is that?
Alpha women now?
Yeah, now there's like powerhouse women and boss chicks. And, you
alpha
know.
Baby. Jesus, mama.
I want some milk, mama.
Like, dang, alpha baby.
Or, you know, for men, you have the metrosexuals, mm-hmm. and, you know, and different women, you have the fancy, the pretties, the light skins, or whatever.
Androgynous men.
The androgynous men.
The prince men.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, we get too caught up in putting one title on something.
Yeah.
And it's just no such thing. Prince is a great example.
Yeah.
Here, this man. Wore high heels, he wore makeup, his hair looked better than mine.
His teats were hanging out.
You know, for he probably even looked better than a lot of women. But he had such strong sex appeal that he could pull any woman that he wanted.
Yeah.
I mean, Prince had some bad chicks.
He had the baddest chicks.
Right?
He had the baddest chicks.
And he didn't have a muscle in his body.
He didn't.
He was a little stick figure.
And he wore a butt out jeans.
And he wore a butt out jeans.
Can you imagine me in butt out jeans?
I don't want that visual.
I don't either. I don't either.
But I laughed. I like to see it. I'm gonna make you some butt out jeans.
Nah, I'm gonna just have no jeans on. How about that?
Cut two big holes in.
Thanks for that visual.
You're welcome.
You're worse than me with the draw, dude.
No.
Yes.
That was worse.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Have you seen me in butt out jeans? Just think of that visual, which is worse. Come on with this draw.
Come on. Dang. So pretty much there is... you know, I remember a while back there was someone shared something on Facebook and they were showing all these different fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And they were showing that, you know, how can you tell which one is feminine, which one is masculine?
There were ways.
And there were ways.
Like the pepper.
Yeah.
The male one has three bumps.
Yeah, and the male one has four. And it's like, who thought of that?
Yeah,
you know,
the creator.
Exactly. But, you know, it applies in all, in everything.
Yeah. Like when children are born, before they decide what sex, we all start out as women.
Mm-hmm.
We all have nipples, but there's something that happens and we turn to a male.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And there's nothing wrong with, you know, being a male, being macho, being alpha or whatnot. But also having that soft feminine side to you as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the same thing with women. There's nothing wrong with being feminine, but being about your business at the same time. You know, there's great balance in that.
You know, our higher self is sexless.
Mm-hmm.
It's not male nor female. We've been both.
Mm-hmm.
And the real alpha people, men and women, are at peace and that they have a balance within themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're equally loving and equally strong.
Exactly.
You know, some of the strongest men I know, including myself, especially myself, I'm so strong physically and skill-wise that I don't even need to show it. People remember my soft side.
Mm-hmm.
And they're amazed that I have these skills to kill.
It's funny because when people see you, they're like,
oh, teddy bear.
Well, sometimes.
Once they get to know me.
You know, sometimes when people like.
They are frightened.
When you come over to where I work at and the guys see you, they're like, that's your husband? Dude, it looks like he's a killer. He look like he'll kill me. I don't even want to talk to you. He might kill me or something. But then when they get to know you, they're like, oh, man, your husband is the nicest dude. He's just so nice. And women, too, they'll be like, that's your husband? Oh, my God. Look at him. He looks dangerous. You know, and then when they talk to you and they're like, Chris is so sweet.
Yeah.
You know, and then you get titled as the sweet one and I get titled as the
darky.
I am not a darky.
You're not a darky.
I am a very nice human being. I'm extremely loving and I'm full of joy.
Well, we're numerologists. And sevens have a way of just saying what they mean and meaning what they say. And they can be loving. They can be loving to those they
care. I'm a truth spewer.
Yeah. Sevens don't hold their tongues. Every seven I've known is like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm surrounded by a bunch of sevens and dragons.
You are.
You know, and I'm just this bunny just hopping around, smiling, and dangerous.
You got anything else you want to add on the law of gender?
So on the law of gender, I want people to know that every man has a little woman in him, mm-hmm. and every woman has a little man in him. And the key is to balance it out. Know when to be the little man, know when to be the woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that we agreed on that when we first hooked up was we were both going to submit to each other.
Yeah.
And that no one was running anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We didn't even know what we were doing, but we just went with what we were feeling.
We just went with what was natural.
What was natural. We mm-hmm. didn't worry about anything traditional.
Mm-hmm.
We knew that tradition didn't work.
Tradition.
Because it's a man-made law.
Exactly.
But a universal law is governed by feelings. It isn't mm-hmm. governed by words. It's governed by feelings and actions.
Mm-hmm.
So we always treated each other well.
Mm-hmm.
We always put everything in unison.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted something, you got it. If I wanted something, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to this, 24 years later, we're still using our own laws,
oh, yeah.
which are the universal laws.
Mm-hmm.
When I do things and you're not around, I act as if you're there because
mm-hmm.
you're part of me. You're my other half of the gender and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never talk down about you whether you hear it or not.
Right.
No one ever heard me talk bad about my queen and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the law of balance. That's
I may cap
of,
on you.
Yeah, we cap on you. Like, man, yeah, her shirt was wrinkled today. But I love her. You know what I mean?
That's you with the wrinkled shirt.
But I just want the family to know, you know, we're relationship experts.
Mm-hmm.
And how you treat your spouse when they don't hear you, when they don't know that you're thinking about them, creates the bond. The consciousness of your relationship depicts how your relationship goes.
Oh, that sounds like a new show topic.
Well, that's one of my books that I'm writing called Relationship Consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Because the universe is going to correspond to the collective thoughts of both parties.
Mm-hmm.
When one person is loving each other and the other person is trying to get out of the relationship mentally, it's going to breed chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And one person is going to feel as if they're loving the other one more, and the other one's like, she's loving me too much.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not a universal law. That's just a book that I'm working on.
That's twin flame law.
That's a twin flame law. Yeah. Yeah. Do you have anything to add, babe?
No.
Okay.
But I will open it up to the fam if anybody else wants to call in and have any questions. 619-924-0835. If you're already on the line, you can hit number one. I keep reiterating it because I've been told I don't say it enough, so I just want to keep reminding people.
Yeah.
Because people be like, I wanted to call in, but you didn't say the number. So that's why I keep saying the number.
That's right.
We always have a lot of listeners, but not a lot of volunteers. But it's mm-hmm. all good. We love you anyway.
Well, I'm just going to go on and give my spiel.
Spill it on out.
All right. My YouTube station is doing well. I've had over 3,500 views in less than 30 days. The YouTube page is The Enlightened Journey. So if you type in THEE Enlightened Journey on YouTube, you'll see this suave, debonair head pop up. And it's yours truly, Chris Enlightened. Subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
The premise of my page is to help you win, period.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I don't want anything from you but a subscription and your time. And you will win.
Mm-hmm.
You may not get something out of every video, but there are some videos that you will.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Also, go out to Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble and support me. Poverty Consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
It's an Amazon bestseller.
Great book.
It's sure to titillate your frontal lobe.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another book on Amazon called The Enlightened Taught. That's T-H-O-T-H. It's a book of spiritual poems. It's a physical literary representation of my spiritual growth. Poems that are in there are bangers. My website, theenlightenedjourney.com. I have my services on there. I do spiritual divine resumes where I help you allow your resume to vibrate higher by encoding with divine prayers. I'm a certified numerologist. I do numerology readings. I do consultations. You can also support me by buying my book. And most importantly, you can go to the services tab and hit the donate button and donate to the God. I also have a radio show on Wednesday called The Powers That See,
mm-hmm.
where me and one of my brothers, Skeet, a.k.a. Philip the Author Morris, we grew up together on the block. And my other good brother, Chakra Zulu, I call him a.k.a. Brother Eat, Brother Deep, a.k.a. Ancient Starseed, a.k.a. Chakra Zulu, a.k.a. about five more things.
Yeah, he got like 99 names.
And he also has a book coming out called Ancient Starseed. Be on the lookout for that when it comes out.
Mm.
And that's it for me, guys and gals.
All right. So I am Divine Queen on Facebook. You can find my page under I Am Divine, and website address is IamDivineQueen.com, where I also do numerology readings, intuitive readings, tarot cards, all that good fun divination type stuff. And I also have a radio show that's under the Twin Flame umbrella called The Divine Hour that comes on every other Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Next show that is coming up will be April 21st, and I will be doing relationship readings.
Ooh.
Ooh, I know, right? I know.
You're going to be pregnant. You're going to be pregnant. You're going to be pregnant. You're going to be pregnant, girl. I'm calling in that show. I'm calling in.
You so sick.
I want to know who about to get it.
You going to get it.
I'll take it. I got plenty to go around.
And then also my new book, I Am, is on Amazon under Divine Queen.
Mm-hmm.
It is a great book, family. It's a collection of short spiritual stories. Each story is about a different guy. It is an amazing book. You will love it.
You're going to love it, family. Mm-hmm. I'm not just saying that. When I was reading, I kept looking back at my wife like, this is really good. And I was really impressed. I knew she was a beast, you know. Gods attract other gods. But when you read someone's literary masterpiece like that, you give them this spiritual dumbfounded look like, whoa, that's a banger.
Yeah, once you start it, you won't be able to put it
down. No, it's a one reader. It's 200 and something pages, but it's a one reader.
Yeah, it's an easy read, too.
Yeah, if you know how to read. If you like, the man was going to the store it's not easy reading.
And it has everything in it. There's romance, there's spirituality.
Everything's in this, man.
There's bonding and family. It's full of a lot of stuff. So
yeah.
It's a great book. It's a great book. Comedy, you know. Little bit of naughtiness.
It's a little bit. It's a lot of naughtiness.
It's a naughtiness.
But it's really tasteful naughtiness.
It's tastefully, yeah. It's not.
Yeah.
It's not, yeah.
Kids can read it and they won't feel like, Mama, I just read something. You know, it was tasteful.
Yeah.
Man, I tasted it. I was like, ooh, that ain't too bad. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And I have some projects that I'm working on that are coming out. I don't want to announce too soon, but just be on the lookout. I got some things in the works, some products that I'm putting together for the fam. So that's going to be great. Just trying to do my part and give a little bit back, because I've received so much as I've been on this journey, and I've grown so much. And so the best way to receive more is to give more. And so that's my objective.
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, I have nothing else to say, Oh, we will not be on next Monday.
No, because we'll be in Gatlinburg in the mountains, locked in a cabin on a spiritual retreat.
Oh,
shout out to the Soul Glow number 3.
Soul Glow number 3. Yes, we will be in Gatlinburg, but we will be thinking of you all. We will be getting our spirituality on.
Spiritual. Spiritual. Yeah.
So we will be back. I don't know what that following Monday is. What I think it's
Who
the
cares?
23rd. We'll be
April
back April 23rd. I may be wrong. I don't know. But anyway.
Winning.
All right, fam. We're going to close it out early tonight. My name is Divine Queen.
And I'm Papi Chulo El Grande. Je m'appelle Cristobal. Tu t'appelles tu.
All right. And this is Twin Flame sending you out with peace, love, and blessings. We love you. Peace.
Peace. Au revoir.